Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now I'm joined here at Lunchtime Live today by Westlife's Shane Filan and his wife Gillian. You're both very welcome to the studio. Good afternoon, folks. How are you
Thanks,
doing?
Thanks, Andrea. How are you? Good.
Great to see you.
Good to be back.
Yeah, great to see you both. We're here today to chat about... So Relay for Life was launched in the Aviva Stadium. God, it's two years ago.
2 years ago, yeah,
next
exactly.
Month,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like, where is the last two years gone? It's a global movement. So you might even, Shane, just explain to listeners, first of all, what this is, how it operates. Because people will be so familiar with the Cancer Society's Daffodil Day. This is the other big fundraiser.
This is the other big fundraiser, yeah, Andrea. It's actually the biggest initiative in the world for cancer, this charity, Relay for Life. But for some reason, it wasn't that big in Ireland. Like, Daffodil Day is obviously huge. Breast cancer, all the different charities for the Irish Cancer Society are huge. But we kind of wanted to get behind something that was, I suppose, not that huge and try and put our names to it and kind of get behind it, really, and make it bigger. And Relay for Life is that kind of event, because it's very much about communities coming together. It's very about people all getting together on one day for 24 hours. Now, you don't have to be there for 24 hours, everybody.
We might just stress that to people. No one's going to have to run, Gillian, for 24 hours. Like.
Yeah, well, I definitely won't be. Yeah, so, well, the idea is if you enter a team, someone on the team will walk on the track for the 24 hours, whether it's one person, two people, whatever.
There's always somebody there, basically.
Yeah, on the track. But you can come down to the event on the day. Just, you don't have to pay in. You can walk in, have a look at all of the different stands and all the different things, the entertainment.
Buy a cupcake.
Yeah. Be part of the day that way. Contribute to maybe the Candle of Hope ceremony. And then maybe enter a team the following year.
Yeah, so you can participate as much or as little as you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At the moment, like there's obviously, they're in lots of counties in Ireland. We're up to 17 counties in Ireland now, Relay for Life, which is great, which is a big jump from 2 years ago, which is obviously great news. And the idea is hopefully to get it into every county in Ireland over the next few years. But Sligo, it's the first one ever. So it's going to be a big day, 2 weeks' time in the ATU. In Sligo, and it's just going to be a fun day out, you know, and it's, everybody's welcome, you know, everybody's affected by cancer in some way, and I think if anybody just wants to come down and see what it's about, just you're all welcome.
Both of you were here with me 2 years ago to talk about, I suppose, your connection and your involvement to this, and obviously, Shane, people will be so familiar with your own story.
Yeah.
You lost both your parents within like an extraordinary short period of time.
Yeah, it was only 9 months apart. So it was a very difficult time for me and my family, and it's still hard to get used to, and it's 5 years ago now, nearly six for my mum. So It's kind of one of those things, you know, everyone knows about cancer. Everybody knows how, obviously, it's everywhere. You know, it's everywhere in every kind of family. At some stage, it'll touch you. But until it really touches you properly, it's horrendous when it happens to you. And I can only imagine people getting a diagnosis. There'll be people getting a diagnosis today about it. And I'm sure it's a very scary time. But even if you're affected by it, like your parent passes away or your brother or your sister or something like that, it's horrific what it can do to a family. So I think trying to help this charity is just trying to make it easier for people that are getting that news is probably one of the best ways to describe it.
Yeah.
You know, just people that get that call or people that, you know, don't have anybody to talk to. You know, the Irish Cancer Society, you know, there's so many things that they can do for you to help you. You know, whether it's talking to a counsellor on the phone, meeting a counsellor, going, even doing a Zoom session for people that can't leave their house. Like even the, you know, the volunteer drivers that bring people to their treatments, which is something like, you know, for me and my family, we were lucky. We have six brothers and sisters, so we always had somebody to bring, let's say my dad, to his treatment up in St. Vincent's. But my mum used to like getting on the bus. She used to like going with other volunteers.
Yeah.
So she used to go to Galway to get her treatment. So she used to like getting on the bus, but then people have to, obviously, you know, that has to be looked after somehow.
Yeah.
But last year, it was amazing. I was reading some of the stuff in the last few weeks, and last year there was like 3 million kilometres done by volunteers. 2,500 people got driven
to
their...
Serious time, isn't it? People volunteer their time to do this.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And it's peace of mind for people that they know they're being picked up by a familiar face and being brought to their chemotherapy or their treatment or whatever, and they're not worrying about getting on a bus or relying on a family member to bring them and get time off work and stuff like that. So this is where your money's going, these kind of things. It's very important, and night nurses, and so people can have palliative care in their own home.
The night nurses do. Yeah. I've witnessed this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but my own dad, like the work they do is phenomenal. They're there to kind of step in. And in the last few days when you are just, the fatigue has really kicked in and you're emotionally, you're mentally exhausted.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's an amazing thing to be able to do.
It's a very tough time. And as you say, the final days is really tough, you know, on a family. And again, I was lucky, I was from a big family, but some family might only be one person.
Yeah.
Or some people might be on their own, you know, which is even really sad. So I think it's just trying to make these things more available.
Yeah.
The more money, I suppose, we raise, the more money that's available for these services for people. Even like the early diagnostics, you know, that goes around the country, the roadshow that goes around the country. Like, it's incredible how big that's got. Like, I think that was seeing 25,000 or 27,000 people last year went into those vans around the country.
Which making is, it more accessible, I suppose, really, to people, isn't it?
It went to 26 different locations around Ireland last year and saw nearly 30,000 people. And that's so important for early detection. These are the people who just walk straight into the van, you know, who want to check up, and then they don't know if they're well or not. So I think that's a brilliant facility to provide.
Yeah. The other thing, I suppose, about the event, so it's Relay for Life event. It's on in Sligo. It's on Saturday, the 13th of September at the ATU there in Sligo. So ideally what we want, Gillian, is people to register a team effectively. Isn't that kind of the... And you can have as many in this team as you want.
You can have as many as you want. The more the merrier. But I think we're heading for 50 teams at the moment, which is probably...
Huge,
it's huge. Everything is there on the website. And most importantly, the information on the Candle of Hope ceremony, which is what we really want people to go online and...
Check it out,
Check it out. And
just explain that to people, because my memory of the event in the Aviva 2 years ago was the Candle of Hope, the light ceremony at the end when darkness kind of falls. It was really emotional for everybody there.
Yeah, it was. It's a beautiful moment in the night. It's something I think, you know, I think it's worth coming down to if you have an hour to come down to it or go to any relay event in Ireland. It's the most spectacular moment in the whole night because, you know, everybody can buy a candle bag for a fiver. Basically, you can buy a candle bag and you write a note to your loved one on that candle bag. And now that could be somebody you've lost. It could be somebody that's actually fighting cancer at the moment. And I think, you know, you line them up all around the track. They're all lit by little candles. And there could be, let's say, 2,000 or 3,000 candle bags lit.
Yeah.
And everything else is in darkness. And it's just so...
It's really powerful.
It's so moving. It's so powerful. It is, Andrea. Mm. Yeah, and it's... The silence is unbelievable. And people just take that kind of moment to kind of think about, you know, that somebody person, that they love.
Yeah.
And it's not a religious service or religious ceremony or anything like that. Like, it's really, I suppose, a memorial event, maybe. Is that, you know, but the fun kind of...
It is. It sounds a bit sad, that part, but it's more moving than anything. And I think it's actually celebrating people.
Yeah.
Celebrating, let's say, I'll be there that night celebrating my mum and dad with my family and what they've done and what they've done for me in my life and thinking about them and thinking about all the good times in their life.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is fighting cancer, they're going to be there on the day. You know, they're going to be there and their family are going to be around them and their candle bag is going to be lit for them, because it's also about hope.
Yeah.
It's also about getting better. You know, so I think, and then there's going to be survivors in the purple t-shirts, which is incredible. Like, they do the first lap. So you could have a couple of hundred people in purple t-shirts, and you know, and they're all different age groups from all different walks of life.
And
you look at them and go, every single one of these people have survived cancer. So it gives everybody hope, including me. You know, it's one of those things that... So it's really a celebratory event. It's kind of got a bit of a festival vibe to it.
It's a family day.
It kind of does. It's got music all day long.
Yeah,
there's lots of music and entertainment happening on the day as well. So it's definitely worth coming down to if there's one close to you in Ireland.
So this event we're talking about, and it's not just for people in Sligo, by the way. anybody across the Northwest or wherever,
wherever you want.
As you say, Gillian, register a team, preferably if you can. You can arrive on the day.
Yeah.
You can buy the Candle of Hope bags. You can do that too online, even if you're not able to attend.
You can do it for anywhere around the world. Absolutely anybody can buy a candle bag and, you know that their message and their day on the day will be displayed. And you get a number. So you follow the numbers and you see you might be 1,500 and you'll be able to find your candle bag.
Yeah. You've also launched a competition as well as part of this today.
Yeah, just today, yeah. I wanted to do something, you know, special for the event. Mm. Obviously, it's the first event in my hometown. And I wanted to do something, obviously, Westlife related. So I'm putting together a competition where one fan and their favourite person, so two people,
amazing,
can come see Westlife in the Royal Albert Hall, full VIP package.
Oh, wow.
Flights, hotels, food, chauffeur driven, meet and greet backstage with me and the boys before we go on. Yeah, something that's just special,
yeah,
you know,
and really and different. And you can get tickets for this. You don't have to be there on the day either to enter this competition.
No, no, you can enter from now on, basically, right up until the 1st of October, I think.
Yeah.
We're not there till the end of October, but yeah, so somebody's going to be getting tickets
that's
to go there.
That's a brilliant price. Yeah.
And it's only a tenner to enter, and every ticket that's bought goes to Irish Cancer Society.
And that's available today on your own social medias and your own social media accounts and through Relay for Life's Life.
Yeah, it only launched it like 10 minutes ago.
Brilliant. So it's literally
we wanted to get it online before
before we're here today.
Thanks,
now,
Dan.
you brought up Westlife and, of course, the event in London, 25 years next year. Is that just like, that blows my mind because I feel old saying that.
Yeah, it's mad. It's mad to think we're 25 years together, but it's also amazing to kind of celebrate it now. You know, we're coming to that stage where, you know, we're, it's the silver anniversary, I think it's called. But, look, it's going to be amazing. You know, we've lots of plans, Andrea, coming as well after the Royal Albert Hall. There's lots of,
so there's two gigs in the Royal Albert Hall in London in October.
Yeah. Yeah.
And presumably there's got to be a shindig in Ireland at some point.
At some point there will be, yeah.
Will I keep some dates free maybe next year?
Yes, maybe.
The whole summer.
Put it this way, definitely keep dates free in the future. No, there's going to be amazing whole thing planned. Album, new music coming very soon.
Great, right.
Royal Albert Hall. And then there will be similar announcements then hopefully after that. And can't say too much more. Yeah. Nikki and Keane will be giving out to me. It's going to be a fun time to have.
There's something definitely coming is what I take from this next year.
There's definitely something coming soon, to over the world.
Maybe in time for Christmas.
Maybe, yeah.
keep my presents in mind. So with that, is that for you? Like, because you're obviously, Gillian, part of this from the IOU days, as I remember pre-life. So like 25 years for you of this must be huge.
Yeah, it's really hard to believe it's 25 years. And, you know, even for us, for this gig, you know, we're getting tuxedos for our sons and, you know, it's a real family day.
Oh, it's a black tie event, actually. Yeah,
in London, like,
Royal Albert,
yeah. And, you know, it's amazing. We're very lucky. The band, they're, you know, it's amazing.
We've had an amazing run, an amazing time.
Yeah. Is it more special now, though, with the kids at a
different
age?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's so much fun.
The last 6 years, you know, before then, Andrea, the kids didn't know really what we did. They didn't know. They knew we were in a band or played music. They probably thought everyone's dad played music. You know, they didn't really understand it. But now, obviously, you know, Nicole is 20, Patrick Shane are 15 and 16. So they're at that age where
they're going to concerts with Nikki's kids on their own and they're hanging out with friends.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. That's gas. Like backstage, it's all the Westlife kids together. Like we went to New York last year. You were at it,
sure,
obviously.
I was there. It was incredible. I could say it was the best gig, Westlife gig I was ever at.
It was one of the best gigs we ever did, without a doubt. It was probably my favourite ever night just to play in New York. It was
Radio City was
just unforgettable.
We might be back next year.
We're definitely going back to America, let's say that.
All right, okay.
Let's say that. I'll give you that, Andrea. I'll give you something.
Next America next year, but we don't know when. In the meantime, though, if you can't wait till then, September 13th, ATU Sligo, that's where the Relay for
Life
And I think there's still a few more relays happening around the country as well.
There's a few, over the next couple of months. So just check out relayforlife.ie.
If you want to see what your local relay is,
or if you want to set one up, you can go on and actually set one up in your county. Because obviously, like we said, we really want to try and get, over the next few years, I know it's going to take a few years, but
in every county,
we'd like to get one in every county in the country annually. And then if that happens, this is going to raise so much money every year. It's going to be amazing.
Westlife, Shane Phelan, Gillian Phelan, listen, thanks a million to you both for coming in today. I really appreciate it. I know you travelled up to come in to chat to us today, and we really appreciate your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.